He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, June 24th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. The theme in the market today is we have a deal, we don't have a deal. We have a deal, we don't have a deal. We have a deal, we don't have a deal. Let's make a deal already. No, it's the Greek situation. Once again, grabbing the headlines, holding the market hostage. And as a result, the Dow is down 56 points right now. That's 0.3%. The Dow is at 18,087. The S&P 500 is down 2.5 points. It's at 2,121. The NASDAQ is down 6 points at 5,154. Crude oil, had a little bounce in crude oil the last couple of days. Crude oil is at $60.72 per barrel. Gold is at $1,174 per ounce. The euro, about the same as where it closed yesterday. The euro is at 1.19, and the 10-year yield is also about the same as where it was yesterday. We're at 2.39%, right about 2.4 these days on interest rates, as we've seen quite a jump here in the last several months. And once again, a little country in the European Union, not to minimize the Greek people or Greece, but that's where the action is in the market that's holding this market down. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And again, it's Greece. We have a deal and we don't have a deal. Then we have a deal, then we don't have a deal. And you can see that when it looks like they have a deal, the markets break out to the upside and celebrate. And when the markets feel like the deal isn't there, well, you see the contraction in the market. And we have Mr. Tsipras, the Greek prime minister, blaming the European Union once again. It's never their fault, you see. He says either they don't want a deal or they're serving specific interests in Greece. Well, the Greeks have not yet put forth a reform plan that includes all the requirements that the EU wants to see. The country's creditors have once again rejected his latest pension reform proposal. So here we go again. We'll have meetings again today. We'll drag in Draghi. That's Mario Draghi, the ECB chairman. He's the equivalent to Janet Yellen here in America. We'll drag in the IMF's Christine Lagarde. We'll bring in Jean-Claude Juncker also, and they'll all meet once again to see if they can hash out a deal. They got to be getting a little weary of all this. Meanwhile, IPOs continue to heat up. You know, we had 32 IPOs in the month of June. 32 IPOs in the month of June. You know, that's getting indicative of a bull market that is long in the tooth. I'm not saying that it can't get longer. In fact, right now, the earnings show that this bull market can continue to move higher. But 32 IPOs, and generally speaking, when companies feel like the time is right and the market's hot enough and maybe the window is closing, they want to go public as fast as they can. And I've seen some pretty, marginal companies going public these days. How about this one, SoulCycle? It's an indoor cycling fitness chain. All right. You know, I can remember some weird ones back in the year 2000. My favorite was Piercing Pagoda. which had little kiosk inside of malls where you could stop by, get your ears pierced, get your nose pierced, get your tongue pierced, whatever you wanted to get pierced at the Piercing Pagoda. And that was a red hot IPO back then. I can remember ride snowboards back when the snowboard craze first hit, how that was one of the hottest stocks in the entire market back in 2000. I can remember Wholesome and Hearty, which made vegetarian burger patties. Okay, there's a big growth industry. When's the last time you ordered a vegetarian burger patty at the McDonald's drive-thru? But those were some of the hot stocks then, and now we're getting indoor cycling fitness chains going public. Ford is jumping into the car sharing market. Hey, you can share your car with your neighbor. They're launching a pilot program in 6 U.S. cities. The new program will enable owners of vehicles financed by Ford Motor Credit to offer their car, SUV, or truck to pre-screen clients for short-term rentals. That sounds kind of weird to me. I don't want anybody driving my car around. But that is a new program. I wonder how the insurance companies, how are they going to feel about that? And Ford has also announced the launch of an engineering program focused on developing autonomous vehicle technology. That sounds like self-driving cars to me. Wouldn't that be kind of nice, actually? You could sit back and just enjoy the ride. Get back. All these cars are going to be internet-enabled. Put your seat back. Turn up the music. Get on the internet. Do a little business while your car drives you to the nearest city or across country or wherever you're headed. Sounds like a good idea to me. AbbVie has some good results. In fact, they're showing a 100% cure rate in HCV-IB patients, which I believe is a form of hepatitis, in late-stage study. A 100% cure rate with people with liver cirrhosis. Well, that's got to be a pretty big drug. Let's see how ABBV is doing today. I think the first thing I would do is take care of my liver. Well, anyways, AbbVie's up 32% today, but they sure have made some big headway here in the last couple of years with hepatitis, different forms of hepatitis, and of course, Gilead Sciences with their blockbuster drug Sovaldi has really changed the world. No more liver transplants. It's, you don't need one. Just take this pill at $1,000 a pop, and you can see what Gilead has done. AbbVie's actually been a fairly good performing stock. It was spun off from Abbott Labs a while back in 2013. It's now a $112 billion company. It was spun off at $33 per share, and now it's $70 per share. It also pays a pretty good dividend of almost 3%. So these are the kinds of stocks that I like, stocks like this, dividend payers that also have the potential for growth. I much prefer those to the bond market, which I continue to avoid like the plague. The bond yield now is at 2.4%. We're now in a rising interest rate environment, which I've been saying for quite some time. Doesn't it make more sense to own dividend-paying stocks that aren't interest rate sensitive? I talked yesterday about the REITs and the sell-off that we're seeing in the real estate investment trust. In fact, as I look at a chart of RWR, which is the REIT index, it's gone from $100 per share in February to $86 per share. That's a 14% hit to the real estate investment trust index. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are loaded up with either privately held non-public REITs or publicly traded REITs. And they're going down in value right now because they are interest rate sensitive. Well, we'll try to find some stocks here today. We went over the big picture of the market on Monday. We determined once again that the bull market is still intact. the bull market that has now more than tripled the S&P 500 and the Dow. And I also want to talk a little bit about something that is now available to advisors like me over at Schwab. Could it be the market changer that we've been looking for here, the game changer to help our performance in managing portfolios? We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson of the Best Talk Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, back in the late 90s, there was a totally different environment for my industry. I worked at a firm with a bunch of different brokers. And back then, it was all about commissions. And these guys, you know, would report, and they had a deadline every month to try to rack up as many commissions as they possibly could, whether it be through mutual funds, whether it be through new offerings, or just trading a portfolio and charging $100 sometimes for a trade. You remember those days. And of course, if it was a bigger client trading a lot of shares, you could charge $400-$500 per trade. Of course, now the trading has been commoditized, and trades are free at some places, and Interactive Brokers is a buck. I pay $3.50 at Scottrade. Others pay $7, $8, $9, $10 per trade. But back in those times, I had a very big distaste for the brokerage industry, for commission products. And I said to myself, I would rather be a fee-based broker, which wasn't that big of a deal back then. I mean, it was just kind of starting. Now, the vast majority of people in my industry are fee-based advisors. And so I left the commission business, which I wasn't in for very long, and became a fee-based advisor. And while I wasn't the top producer in the firm month after month, I opened more new accounts than anybody at the firm. I also had a little radio show in San Diego where I tried to educate and teach people about the stock market, etc. And I've been a fee-based advisor ever since. And over the long haul, more and more guys in my business, guys and gals, in fact, there's very few, well, there's still plenty of commission-based brokers around. Just down the hall from me is a commission-based house. I think they still do quite a bit of commission business. And I'm sure there's other firms that still sprinkle in quite a bit of commission business into their investment advisors, but I am a fee-based business. Now, there's a new movement afoot. Along the way, I saw the commoditization and the dumbing down of the investment process of investment management to the asset allocation model, which I've looked into. I've read the books on asset allocation and the efficient frontier. In fact, the father of it is still alive and kicking in San Diego, California, the Wall Street of the West. And I've looked into the results that it's produced over time, and you can do this yourself in a very simple manner. You can go to any asset allocation mutual fund, whether it's Fidelity or T. Rowe Price. You don't have to go much further than that, or a Schwab, and you can look at how they performed over the years. Well, today, Charles Schwab has officially launched the advisor version of its automated, there's the key word, portfolio allocation service. Now, guys like me, if we want to, can sign on to the Schwab platform as long as we have our assets parked at Schwab. I have mine parked at Scottrade. And we can take advantage of Charles Schwab's automated portfolio allocation service. They offer 450 exchange-traded funds to choose from. And, of course, the asset allocation process, it's an automated questionnaire that the client fills out. Back comes an automated asset allocation, which would include a big chunk of bonds, a big chunk of stocks, and maybe some other stuff, a little bit of other stuff spread around. And then it will be automatically rebalanced every 3 months. clients are required, or advisors like me are required, to keep at least 6% cash at all times in the account, because this is where Schwab makes their money. We talked about Schwab, the stock, yesterday. When a rising interest rate environment gives them more return on the cash sitting on the sidelines at the firms. And the most an advisor can go to in cash is 29%. In other words, if the whole world was going to hell in a handbasket, the robots would only let me go to 29% cash. Got to keep the other 71% invested in stocks and bonds. And they're expecting a big round of applause for this new technology, which will free up investors, or which will free up professionals like me from that bothersome money management process. Now, I find this personally insulting to me, but there's thousands. It says they already have 1,000 firms ready to sign up for this automated investment process. And here's what Schwab says. With portfolio management taken care of, advisors are freed up to do what? To serve other high net worth needs. Well, you know what? The vast majority of my clients, they're not high net worth clients. They need a guy like me to help guide them through what can be rough waters at some point in time. With the portfolio management taken care of, it seems to me like advisors are freed up to do more golfing and fishing, and I don't know what. I don't know what I would do with my time. The majority of my time on a daily basis is the portfolio management process, because I strive as much as I can to deliver superior returns when the market is good. And I strive to be in the right areas of the market, and I strive to protect when the market's not so doing so good. I just can't even imagine turning it over to a robot to manage people's money, to free me up. Maybe I should. I could sure have a lot more time off than I have now. But you know what? I just got to come in and look at the things that I own every single day and make sure we're in the right places and make sure everything is okay, and the limitations that they want to put on you. Let's just have robots run the world. You know, why do we even need human beings? Why do we even need the human brain anymore to make decisions? Let's just all do it on mathematics and logarithms and calculations. And let's just take the human brain completely out of the equation. Nope, that ain't going to ever happen at Gunderson Capital Management. Anyways, if your advisor's with Schwab, you can tell them, hey, let the robots take over. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Half of the Best Stocks Now radio are. I wonder if there will come a day when nobody buys individual stocks anymore. It's just exchange-traded funds that have a whole big package of individual stocks within them. You know, my problem with that is I've used the baseball card analogy. You go to a baseball card show, you can buy a grab bag of baseball cards. Oh, it's got the whole index in there. It's got, whatever index got. A big variety, 200 different cards, and there's only, after you go through it, there's only about four or five good ones in the entire bag. The rest of them you can shred and throw them in the garbage. And that's the way I see exchange-traded funds. Well, I think they have their place. I use exchange-traded funds from time to time. I think people with a small amount to invest or better off with exchange-traded funds or mutual funds. I think if you want to get exposure to kind of a very narrow, let's say the China A shares, there's nothing wrong with an exchange-traded fund because it's difficult to buy those individual stocks within there. But at the same time, think of the flexibility you have in buying superior companies and throwing out the garbage that are in a lot of the indexes. The S&P 500 has 500 stocks in it. You can go through them. If you just eliminated the dogs, and there's some dogs in the S&P 500, seems to me like you're better off. And if you try to just focus on the very best ones that are flourishing, let's just eliminate from the S&P 500 the stocks that are interest rate sensitive right now. Seems to me like that would be an improvement over the entire S&P 500, but that's just me. What if we eliminate all the ones that are overvalued right now, or commodity related, or are stinging from a strong dollar, things like this, process of elimination. But it seems like the whole world is going towards exchange-traded funds, and to have robots automatically pick them. All you do, give me your answers to these following 100 questions, Mr. Brown, and it's going to spit back to me the recommended asset allocation, and it's going to automatically buy them for you, and it's not going to automatically rebalance them. And I have this nagging little process of investing for you and money management, asset management out of the way. Well, let's talk about an individual stock instead. How about Comcast? Let's take a look at a company that has been a pretty good stock over the years. CMCSA, Comcast Corp, provides video, internet, phone, network, and broadcast TV services through the Comcast Cable NBC Universal Network. Headquartered in Philadelphia, PA, Comcast is now a $153 billion company. Comcast also pays a decent dividend yield of 1.6%, which is what the 10-year Treasury used to pay. Now you're getting more on that Treasury. You're getting 2.4% these days, but you have rising rate risk. Comcast instead is a dividend-paying stock that's also grown over the years, and there's been capital appreciation over the years. In fact, over the last 5 years, Comcast earnings have been growing by 22% per year. Now, let's put it to the test. I have an axiom that earnings growth and capital appreciation go hand in hand. Okay, Comcast has been growing their earnings by 22% per year over the last 5 years. Let's see how the stock's done over the last 5 years. The stock has been appreciating at a rate of 29.7%. Okay, so it's done even better than the growth in earnings because they also pay a dividend. Now, you compare this side by side with the S&P 500, which is the grab bag of the baseball cards. Comcast, 29.7% average annual return over the last 5 years compares with the market, which is 14.2. And obviously, there are no guarantees going forward that Comcast is going to remain a superior relative performer in the market. But it's had a pretty good run here over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, again, has beaten the market quite handily. Almost double the returns of the S&P 500. Over the last 3 years, Comcast has delivered 27.6% per year. This all comes from the Best Stocks Now app. And here's another interesting factoid. In 2008, when people were getting laid off, when they were losing their equity in their homes, it seemed like the whole world was coming to an end. Comcast stock was down 6.6% that year. The market was down 38.5%. maybe the takeaway is I've lost my job. I've lost all the money in my 401k. I've lost all my money in my home, but don't take away my cable TV. What else is left? As long as I've got a couch, a refrigerator, and my cable TV and the internet, I can survive. Well, the stock was only down 6.6% that year. When I take Comcast, the performance of the stock, and compare it against 4,100 others out there, on a relative basis, Comcast gets a performance grade of A-. That's pretty good for a $156 billion company. Now you say, Bill, valuation is also important. You're always talking about how important valuations are. Of course they are. I'm not going to go down and buy a dry cleaner for 20 times sales or 100 times earnings. I'm going to try to get it for a bargain. I want to buy it at a price that I think I can still make money on it, good money on it going forward. Well, let's take a look at the current valuation of Comcast. Comcast is expected to make $3.77 in earnings next year. The stock is currently trading at $60 per share, 61 call it. That means it's trading at 16 times forward earnings, which I would say is about a market multiple right now. But as you can see from the performance of the stock, this has been a superior performing stock that's trading at a market multiple. That's one way to look at it, the valuation. The second way to look at the valuation is to compare it with its growth rate. Well, we know that Comcast over the last 5 years has been growing by 22% per year. That's their earnings. That's their bottom line earnings. And we know that it's trading at 16 times forward earnings. So that's trading at a discount to its past growth rate. Its future growth rate, when we take a consensus of all the analysts that follow Comcast, we get a stock that's expected to grow by 15% per year going forward over the next 5 years. That means that Comcast is trading just a slight premium to its growth rate. In fact, the PEG ratio comes in at 1.06. So you've got a superior performing stock trading at about a market multiple, number one. Number two, you've got a stock, a superior growth stock that's trading at just a little slight premium to its growth rate, which is okay by me. And thirdly, if we take Comcast earnings, which are expected to be $3.77 next year, and we grow them by 15% per year over the next 5 years. Now, of course, the company has to do its part. That's why we watch these quarterly earnings and annual earnings and watch the direction of the expectations. But if it can meet the expectations right now, and if we put a multiple on Comcast that would be appropriate for a media company like this, there's plenty of comparables out there to compare it with, the Time Warner Cables, et cetera, which was recently part of a merger or a buyout. If we apply a multiple, I come up with a five-year target price on Comcast of almost $114, and the stock's currently trading at 61. And in addition to that, dividend yield of 1.7%. The Best Stocks Now app currently has Comcast ranked as a buy. That's not a recommendation, but it's an example. In fact, out of 4,153 stocks, Comcast comes in at number 62, and it is a stock that I own in both my conservative growth account and my growth and income account. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So far, we've talked about Greece. We have a deal. We don't have a deal. We have a deal. We don't have a deal. We need Monty Hall. Let's make a deal, right? Or leave. Go join with Mr. Putin and the other commies around the world. If that's what you want to do, then go do it. Let's just get a deal. Let's get a resolution to this thing. It's holding markets all over the world hostage right now. We've talked about the robots now available. Well, they've been available to the individual investor now for quite some time over at Schwab, but now your advisor is able to sit down with you, open the account, and turn the money over to the robots to manage so it can free up some of his time. Well, I had a little opportunity. I saw a little opportunity, a little hole in my schedule, which enabled me. I've been in La Paz, Mexico for the last 3 or 4 days. I've been reading that the fishing is starting to get good down here. And I said, let's go down and let's give it a shot and see what we can do. Now, here's the story. I get here Sunday and try to gather intel. Okay, I have a limited amount of time because I'm flying home today. I have a limited amount of time. I have 1 day, which was yesterday, to go fishing. And even before I went fishing, I did the show, and I looked at every stock that I owned. I tried to gather intel, but being a guy that comes down here, you know, every few months, I'm not out on these waters every single day. And so I gathered a little intel. I tried a little bit of fishing on Monday afternoon on my own. I had no clue. I had no idea where to go. I went to a spot that I know and did okay on just the little stuff, but I wanted some big game fishing. So my good friend Javier, who's been fishing these waters every single day almost of his life, he's 54 years old, grew up in La Paz, he says, I take you fishing. He's taken me fishing before. Finished the show Tuesday, looked at the stocks, met Javier, 8 o'clock. Of course, you know how these fishermen are. He's looking at his watch. You know, they're ready to go at daybreak. They're ready to go. But Javier, I have a little trabajo to do first. We're going to have to make the most of it. We still got all day to fish. Well, the big problem is the bait guy. There's only one bait guy that sells bait here in the La Paz Bay. He is already home in bed by 8 o'clock. He works from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. So we can't get any bait. We're going to have to use all artificial lures. Okay, that's not that big of a deal. I've caught plenty of fish on artificial lures. So we're headed out about 8:30 a.m., and he's on the telephone and the radio. Finally, he sees a little ponga with four fishermen in it. He comes up, starts talking Spanish, which I don't. Another advantage he has over me, and they've got a boatload full of fish called ballyhoo. Ballyhoo are one of the most prized bait fish. Marlin fishermen pay about $20 a piece for a ballyhoo. Well, I pulled out a $20 bill, and we got 20 ballyhoo, and off we went fishing. And it was tough fishing. There's not a lot of bait in La Paz right now, but because of his skill and because of his being on the water every single day, he knew right where to go. He went to an area where we could see some fish boiling, Dorado. We saw about a 9-foot hammerhead shark, and then we saw what we were after. We saw a big marlin just laying on the surface, sunning himself, and we pulled those ballyhoos around and circled around that fish as much as we could, tried to get him to go. But he obviously had already had breakfast, and he wasn't interested. So what we did is we cut down the ballyhoo. We cut them in half because they're too big for a Dorado. And the skipper knew just the right speed to go to make those ballyhoo look like they're skipping on the surface. And before long, he spots something off in the distance, and we see some Dorado boiling. And we can see them, their backs, and we head over there, and we circle, and I watch the captain. And he had, of course, had some help, a guy at the helm, while the captain baited the fish. He held the fishing pole high to get that bait to skip across the water. And all of a sudden, that fish came, struck that ballyhoo, and we had a fish on. Of course, he hands the pole to me, and I am able to bring in a nice Dorado. But I get it close to the boat, about 20 yards behind the boat. He says, okay, stop. Keep the boat going. We trolled with the Dorado for a while because it attracts other Dorados. And sure enough, here comes some more fish to see what the other guy's up to. And he baits another one. Just missed getting a double hookup. Another trick that he knows because he's out on the water every single day. But to make a long story short, we had a beautiful day on the water. It was flat calm. I came home with the trophy Dorado, which we'll be trying to pack up and carry home on today on Alaska Airlines so we can have a nice barbecue when we get home. But the theme of the story is Javier is on the water every single day. He knew right where the fish were. He knew right where the bait was. He knew where to get the proper bait. He knew the techniques. I would never have gotten that fish. He knew the techniques that I didn't know because he has a big advantage over me. He's on these waters every single day, and he is a professional fishing captain. Well, I can't make any guarantees like that, but I'm on the waters of the stock market every single day. Even when I'm on the water doing fishing, I still did my show. I still looked at my stocks. I left my son in charge. I said, you're in charge. Make sure everything holds up today. Take all the phone calls, etc. Dad's going fishing. And we got through the day. Now we're back to regular action today. But it's a big advantage to be on the waters every single day to see when interest rates are rising, to see when earnings are falling, to see when technical patterns are rolling over. I will never turn that over to a robot, not if there's some capital management. Anyways, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or pwstreet.com. I send out my weekly newsletter every single week, just like I will be again this weekend. And we'll be taking a look at those earnings estimates to make sure that this bull market can continue. By the way, the fish I caught yesterday was a bull Dorado. I think that's appropriate. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.